Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Great Texas Birding Classic is April 27th through May 4th. Shelley Platt, Nature Tourism Coordinator for Parks and Wildlife, says there is a tournament for every age group.
We have kids teams for 13 and under. We call it the Rough Wings Tournament. It's always a lot of fun. Birders of that age group go out for about 8 hours during the day, so it's not a huge long day. And then we have teenager competition called the Gliders. We also have adults, and we have something called the Big Sit, which is like a big tailgate party for birders, and any age can compete. And those teams can have up to 10 people on them, whereas the other teams are only 3 to 5 people, enough to fit in a car, basically.
And the Energy Saver Tournament is new this year.
Our concern was we have all these people that are driving around the Texas coast for habitat conservation, and they're burning fossil fuels in the process. So why don't we have more than just the Big Sit as something that people could do in a more stationary way? So the Energy Saver Tournament, people are required to go at least 50 miles, but they could just do 50 miles. And the winning team is the team that sees the most species per mile. And they are going to be eligible for a new $10,000 grant project that they get to fund.
Money raised from the Birding Classic funds coastal conservation projects. You can learn more at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.